With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough is scheduled to visit Montana over 3 days this week for meetings with veterans, VA employees, and others during his first official trip as a cabinet secretary. McDonough was invited to Montana by Democratic Senator John Tester, the newly named chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. The two will visit a VA facility in Billings on Monday, travel Tuesday to Montana State University in Bozeman, and the Southwest Montana Veterans Home in Butte. The tour will end Wednesday at Fort Harrison in Helena. Former Montana Governor Stan Stevens has died. He was 91. Former State Senator John Brendan said Monday that Stevens died on Saturday in Kalispell after several months of ill health. Stevens, a Republican, served as the state's 20th governor between 1989 and 1993. The public comment period for a plan to clean a polluted 42-acre area just north of downtown Missoula is set to expire on May 2nd. The Missoulian reported Thursday that the Montana Department of Environmental Quality had proposed a plan to clean the area to standards that would allow future industrial uses. The Burlington Northern Missoula facility consists of an active rail yard that is owned by Burlington Northern, Inc. and used by Montana Rail Link. Industrial liquids like diesel fuel and oil have been spilled at the area for decades. Groundwater and soil sampling has discovered compounds hazardous to humans, such as cancer-causing benzene and arsenic. State wildlife commissioners have banned motorized watercraft from a lake near Glacier National Park in northwestern Montana. The move came at the request of residents worried about growing pressure from people moving into the area. The Hungry Horse News reports Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks commissioners voted unanimously for the ban last week. It applies to Teepee Lake, a 43-acre lake several miles from the North Fork Flathead River near the U.S.-Canada border. Fewer bison migrated out of Yellowstone National Park this winter than in years past, leading officials to drop plans to capture and remove some of the animals as part of a population control program. The Billings Gazette reports about 170 bison were shot after leaving the park by hunters, down from more than 200 last year. About 260 of the animals were shipped to slaughter last year. The Fort Belknap Indian community has sued to halt a Bozeman-based mining company from assessing whether rock at an old mine in the Little Rocky Mountains contains gold. The lawsuit filed in Phillips County District Court claims the Montana Department of Environmental Quality erred in not consulting with the Gros Ventre and Assiniboine tribes, which would have objected to the project on grounds that it would threaten to further contaminate water sources and jeopardize the ongoing cleanup efforts from former mining endeavors. Blue Arc has said technology has solved many of the problems created when the area was mined. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.